much. I am Chandra Srivari, Secretary, Department of Science and Technology, Government of India. Distinguished panelists, excellencies, speakers, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to join this high-level roundtable at the 25th session of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development on a topic as timely and pertinent as leveraging science, technology, and innovation for sustainable urban development in the post-COVID world. The suboptimal housing and overcrowding of the urban world, inadequate public transport, insufficient community health care, degraded environment are all the factors which are damaging the socioeconomic strength of the cities and in total the planet. The pandemic came on top of another worsening crisis, an even bigger challenge for humanity, the climate change. The pandemic and the worsening climate change have forced us to imagine a better future for our cities and their citizens. Recent reports on climate change make it clear that climate change is worsening and the cities are the major contributors and also are the worst affected. Given the urban footprint, as mentioned by my previous speakers, and demands made on the energy and resources in cities, urban and environmental phenomena go hand in hand and will require combined policy solutions. It's imperative that to manage urbanization well for cities, their full potential must be realized on three important fronts: livability, economic ability, and sustainability. While services like urban mobility, affordable housing, water, wastewater management, sanitation, solid waste management, safety, health, and education respond to livability initiatives that enhance the investment on climate, increasing the jobs and breed innovation affect the economic ability, and at the heart is the environmental sustainability. To achieve this, India has revised its national mission on sustainable habitat in 2021 to address the challenges of climate change and achieving the target sustainable development goal number 11. The revised national mission on the sustainable habitat has identified 5 thematic areas: energy and green buildings, urban planning and green cover, biodiversity, mobility and air quality, water management and waste management. The key mitigation and adaptation strategies to facilitate the development of sustainable habitat have also been recommended under each thematic area. India's unique set of opportunities need unique strategies, leveraging data and technology to reach being about a change on the ground. Allow me to share some examples of this with all of you. Through the Smart Cities Mission, an ambitious urban development program launched in 2015, 100 cities have undertaken a path-breaking journey to transform the way they provide core infrastructure and services, clean environment, and better quality of life to the citizens. In the last 7 years, the mission has grown from strength to strength, implementing over 5,100 projects worth around $26 million that are positively impacting the lives of close to 100 million citizens. India launched the National Urban Digital Mission in 2021 to support urban governments and all other interested stakeholders in solving various urban problems. Partners in this initiative include the industry associations, academia, civil society, leading global organizations, system integrators, startups, micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs. Under this mission, the shared digital infrastructure will be built in all urban centers of the country by the year 2024, an open and vendor neutral application programming interface. standards, specifications, and frameworks will be created for interoperability, which would allow for greater participation of all the stakeholders. The India Urban Data Exchange is an example of an open source software platform that is being developed in partnership between two ministries and the Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, to facilitate secure exchange and use of data. It will provide data on a wide range of urban indicators, including those related to service delivery and urban governance, such as location of the air quality environment, monitoring sensors and air quality levels, flood sensors, weather stations, physical location of city bike stations, smart street lights, road audit information, public transit bus information, public transit real-time information, water distribution network information, real-time position of the solid waste management vehicles, etc. Another example of a very exciting data platform is the Smart Cities Open Data Portal. This is being created exclusively for making data available on 100 cities used by any person, municipal department, research institute, academia, and industry to generate insights, which would help in the development of suitable products and service building solutions. Examples of indicators on which data would be available are the zone, age, data on community health, water consumption, digital access, housing, etc. This full set of digital infrastructure and tools is to enable citizens easy access to government services and data, to enable more efficient governance, to increase the ease of living as well as doing business, in other words, to empower all the stakeholders. I am certain that the deliberations we are having today will guide us in making our cities more sustainable and resilient. Thank you.